News in brief at Press TV. The Iraqi parliament has voted to approve the new government of Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi. Over 50% of lawmakers approve the government programs and the cabinet lineup. Outgoing Premier Nuri al-Maliki has been given the largely ceremonial post of vice president. U.S. President Barack Obama has congratulated Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi over Parliament's approval of him and most of his nominees for cabinet posts. Earlier, Secretary of State John Kerry called the formation of a new government in Baghdad a major milestone for the country. The senior Iranian nuclear negotiator says there will be no deal with the P5+1 group of countries if Iran's demands are not met. Araghchi also stated that the recent anti-Iranian sanctions imposed by the United States violate the Geneva interim deal, and if repeated, Iran will respond. 50 Palestinian mourners were injured in clashes near Jerusalem al-Quds when Israeli forces fired rubber bullets at them. The violence broke out as Palestinians were attending the funeral of a teenager who was fatally shot by Israeli forces last week. Former British Prime Minister Gordon Brown has detailed a schedule for giving the Scottish Parliament new powers. Brown said the Scots will be handed greater control over the finance, welfare, and taxation if voters reject independence. Scotland's three main pro-union parties are expected to announce their support for the move. The European Union has agreed to impose a new round of sanctions on Russia over the Ukraine crisis, but the new measures will not take effect until after an assessment of the implementation of the ceasefire between Ukraine and pro-Russian forces, and Russia has threatened to retaliate over the sanctions. Cameroonian troops have clashed with a group of Boko Haram takfiris, killing over 100 of them. Militants were then forced back over the border with Nigeria and to the town of Gamburu, Nagala. They seized the town over a week ago, causing thousands to flee over the border into Cameroon. A top former U.S. envoy is being investigated for possible tax evasion and money laundering. Zalman Khalilzad is accused of transferring $1.4 million to his wife's account in Vienna, Austria. He was U.S. ambassador to Iraq and Afghanistan between 2003 and 2007.